This is Passport to Texas. At the turn of the last century, white-winged dove populations in Texas were robust. Found mostly in the lower Rio Grande Valley, their numbers declined as agriculture took root there.
They took out a lot of native habitat, your brush and shrub species that are native to South Texas. That's where the birds bred and they roosted, so they required that habitat. And a lot of that was wiped out for agriculture. And so through the 20s and 30s and 40s, we saw a big decline in white-winged population in Texas.
Citrus dominated the landscape. Owen Fitzsimmons is Parks and Wildlife's webless migratory game bird leader. As citrus groves matured, the doves rebounded.
They like open areas with large mature stands of trees, and citrus groves were perfect for that. So white-winged doves quickly colonized those citrus groves.
Hard freezes in the 40s and 50s and again in the 80s devastated the citrus groves and also the doves.
So the white-winged dove population fluctuated up and down through the middle of the century.
In the 80s, urban expansion moved northward along the I-35 corridor, and white-winged doves followed.
They're pretty much found throughout Texas now. They are found all the way up into Oklahoma. They're breeding in Kansas and Missouri. Northward expansion is unlimited at this point. We don't know how far they're going to go and what they're going to do from here on out.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds research on white-winged dove density, distribution, and harvest. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.